You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Police have been accused of operating as private security at a Wellington Defence Industry Expo. This comes after declassified documents revealed officers were told to investigate any complaints made by delegates against peace activists. A restricted document released under the Official Information Act reveals 101 police were deployed to the protest, codenamed Operation Faga, and issued with a tactical run sheet to be destroyed once the operation was complete. The run sheet instructed officers to undertake investigation into any complaints against protesters by delegation members at the forum. Police have defended the directive as within the scope of everyday policing, but human rights lawyer Michael Bott disagrees. He says the order seems to show a lack of neutrality and bias towards delegates. I spoke to Michael earlier to find out more. So you're accusing police of operating as private security at the Defence Industry Expo last year in Wellington. This is based off the declassified tactical run sheet issued by police for the operation, which stated that one of their tasks was to undertake investigation into any complaints against protesters by the delegation members. You've likened this directive to a fishing expedition.
What I'm saying when I say that is that when you look at what the police have said, that they issue a direction to police staff to investigate any complaint, what they're doing is not just saying take any complaint and make a discretion and exercise discretion about it, but to investigate, which means that you treat it seriously. So what appears to be happening is that the police have been given a direction that should any member of the delegation or delegate go to them alleging any complaint about protesters, whether it's a reasonable complaint, whether it concerns the reasonable and lawful actions of protesters who are protesting their action, they are to investigate it. Ordinarily, police, when they receive a complaint from a member of the public in relation to suspected offending, exercise their discretion whether to investigate it. So it's something stronger than just receive a complaint. The police have been told to actually proactively go ahead and investigate, and that's the point.
You've also compared this to the illegal police checkpoint that was targeting people who attended a euthanasia meeting, saying that the police are prepared to bend the rules.
Well, the police have been prepared to bend the rules in the past to achieve objectives or to undertake investigations in relation to the crusades that they appear to take to their heart. You can also look at it in relation to Nicky Hager, when Mr. Hager found some material that was potentially embarrassing to the political party of the day, and suddenly the police turned up on his doorstep and undertook an unlawful and unreasonable search, and also got the police, also got Westpac Bank to unlawfully disclose his personal banking details to them without an appropriate warrant or permission.
So would you say that the problem may lie with police taking political cues?
That does appear to be the case in relation to the then government. I've no idea about what they're doing in relation to the current government. It may be too soon. But it did appear that in some ways the police were prepared to bend the rule to achieve perhaps the desired ends that favoured by what they perceived to be their political masters of the day. Another example, I suppose, was the raid on Dotcom's mansion and what they did there. They overstepped the mark again, as the courts found.
Operation Commander Inspector Brett Adams rejected the idea that the police were on the side of the delegates and that the process of following up complaints was no different to how they would be for the general public. I mean, how would you respond to him?
Well, of course he's going to say that. He's hardly going to sort of take it on the chin and admit that, is he? Similarly, the police at the start, in relation to their unlawful search of Mr. Hager's property, said the same thing, that what they were doing was entirely proper. It's only when you investigate these things forensically that you uncover the fact they've overstepped the mark. And there does appear to be a pattern emerging whereby the police will often do these things. And as I say, to have a direction to investigate any complaint from any delegate is just an invitation not to exercise discretion. And that's the difference. People come to the police station all the time with complaints in relation to offending, and the police don't investigate every complaint. That's the point.
Also, the tactical run sheet showed that firearms were accessible at the protest and that intelligence had been gathered on the protest groups. What do you make of this?
again shows overkill and the desire to be seen to be, I won't say the lapdogs, but to be in service of these organisations. And, you know, Wellington Peace Action, you know, may be annoying, but they've never been what I would term violent. And I just fail to see the need to have firearms available in that way. It appears to show some kind of predetermination from police as to how to handle this, to go strong on this group. And as I say, the direction, directive to investigate any complaint from any delegate, it shows again the abdication of discretion on behalf of individual police officers.
So 15 people were arrested and 4 are still facing charges. Do you know what they're charged with?
No, I don't. It may well be trespass charges or unlawful behaviour, resisting arrest or some minor assaults. It's normally the sort of things they get arrested for.
What exactly do you think needs to change in regard to police conduct at protests?
Well, I suppose police need to take the Bill of Rights Act seriously rather than just paying lip service to it and recognising the need to promote to facilitate the right to protest. For example, with the trespass charges, I think, that were heard last year around the ASB Arena area on the waterfront, it was ultimately shown that the police, again, were quick to the mark, arresting people for trespass on public land, which there were no rights for individual property owners at another weapons conference on the waterfront. And it may be the case here, so they appear to have a policy perhaps of acting first and thinking afterwards.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.